Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to have you in studio here today.
Yeah, sure is. Nice to be here.
It sure is. And we are in our last segment of 2013. Of course, 2014 comes our way on Wednesday. And for many of us, we are really ready for the new year because in a lot of ways, 2013 kind of lived up to its name. 13 is not usually a lucky number, and a lot of people don't think it was really the greatest of years.
No, it was kind of a down year, and in many different ways across the board. It just, things didn't happen the way they were supposed to happen, and some bad things happened, and
no,
it just sort of limped along. You're right. I always try to think of, I'm not superstitious, 13 doesn't matter, but It kind of mattered this year.
It seemed like it. It wasn't. We have a glimmer of hope. Congress at least came up with some kind of a spending plan.
Right.
So hopefully we won't be on the brink of another shutdown here in the next month or so. We'll
see.
Yeah,
really, because that really put a dent in the economy there right before holiday shopping and everything.
It did. And this is apropos because it is your cover story. You're not only looking back at 2013 in the cover, but within the business section today in the Sun News, you're also looking ahead to 2014.
Yeah, exactly. We always try to do this every year about this week, you know, sort of take a look back at the stories of 2013, excuse me, and the upcoming year, 2014. And in both cases, I sort of had the lead story as being South County, what's going on down there. And if a lot of people remember, I kept going down to Santa Teresa this year, it seemed like, to hear the governor talk about jobs that were being created down there, jobs that are part of expansion, companies' expansion, and companies moving into the area there down there. Yeah, so the Santa Teresa Industrial Park area definitely saw movement this year, and that was important. It's important to that area. It's a growing area. There's going to be more residential built down there, and it's large part due to the fact that the Union Pacific facility, which has been being built for a couple of years down there, is going along pretty good, and people can see the end of the tunnel a little bit now for that. And it's really attracting people. Like Southwest Coil is one company that's expanded more than once down there. A California-based company that's been there for a while. And different companies, we've seen companies come out of El Paso, and we're seeing that more and more because they feel landlocked in El Paso where they're at. Maybe they're in a place where they can't grow, per se. That's why the intermodal yard's coming up here. There's a little bit of an intermodal yard in El Paso, but they want a big one. There's just not the place for it. So we're seeing that that southern New Mexico area really start to attract business. And you know, we have the Santa Teresa port down there, which not too long ago was just a dirt road, essentially. It seems
right.
Like not too long ago. And now, you know, is a very going concern. So that's a big deal. So that whole Southern County area.
So it really, in a nutshell, that it's not just the business generated by the rail yard itself, but it is the hope that there will be more and more companies located near the rail yard, right?
That's correct. That's
okay.
Correct.
Okay.
And there's talk. I mean, Union Pacific has spoken about when they opened the intermodal yards, and I can't remember exactly where, but somewhere in the Midwest, a while back, like Home Depot was one of the companies that came in and put a really big sort of warehousing facility by it. And that's what they're hoping to see down there. You know, these places that want to be right near where the stuff's offloaded off of trains and put on the trucks and the back and forth. It's a perfect opportunity to put a big warehousing type, you know, facility there. And, you know, just Union Pacific itself is supposed to generate hundreds of jobs of people working there, refueling trains and doing all that sort of stuff. So
okay.
It's a very interesting, exciting area down there.
Any other big highlights for 2013 before
yeah.
we move on to next year?
Believe it or not, Walmart. For so many years, people were wanting this new Walmart to come. And a third Walmart Supercenter here in Las Cruces. And it finally opened in June. And a lot of people out in the East Mesa area, excuse me, are really excited about it because it gives them a store a lot closer. They don't have to go into town. Of course, Walmart can be controversial, too. A lot of people have said, you know, when it opened, they didn't like because it doesn't pay as well, and you know, it's a big national chain, and it drives smaller stores out of business and that sort of thing. But the reality is it came, and it's 350 jobs that opened there, and there was a need for it. So.
Oh, yeah, and of course already we have businesses sprouting up around it, and there's hope that, of course, that will continue because there's a lot of commercial lots that are very close to Walmart.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to see a lot more open up out there, restaurants and different commercial buildings and that sort of stuff. The convention center was big news. you know, it opened several years ago. We had David Hicks was the first ever general manager. There were people in the community, some people with the catering industry and the lodging industry and stuff, who felt that the convention center wasn't necessarily doing what it was supposed to do, bring more people in from out of town. It was competing more for local stuff. And that was back and forth. And eventually we got a new general manager this year, and the city renegotiated its contract with Global Spectrum, who runs the convention center. So it's like 5 one-year contracts instead of a one big contract. So they're able to get their way a little bit more with that. So
okay.
Different thing. We had a lot of chains come into Las Cruces and a lot of restaurants, as we've talked about throughout the year. You know, and we've seen Genghis Grill and Schlotsky's and Corner Bakery and Dunkin' Donuts times two and a whole
bunch. It is a lot in 1 year.
Yeah, we've had a lot this past year, and that's caused a lot of attention.
Okay. Well, what can we look forward to in 2014?
Well, the top story was the Union Pacific, and since we talked about it, I'll just briefly say that was they're saying it might be operational this year. It wasn't supposed to be till 2015, but it might be.
We hope to see a Spaceport launch from Virgin Galactic.
And the thing about Spaceport is we're just sort of on hold. We're waiting for Virgin Galactic. It's done, but you know, will it happen this year? Will it not happen this year? You know?
And there are launches. The Virgin Galactic is what we're
the Virgin Galactic,
for, right?
The big space tourism thing that we're looking at here. Yeah. So, and there's some development going on, and some various other things going on that are anticipated next year, including more chains. It's supposed to be a variety of different restaurants that are still looking at Wing Daddy's, Five Brothers, Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
There you go, near the mall.
K-Bob's is another one. And so,
we know K-Bob's is coming.
That's right.
Yeah, we got the sign up already out there on Valley Drive.
We continue to be on the list of companies that are wanting to open up around here. So.
Yeah, and people will keep saying it, so just get used to it. Trader Joe's, when is that coming? So we won't start any rumors because we don't, at this point.
Might have opened up.
That's going to happen. But Natural Grocers
is coming. Yes,
and that building is going to be bigger than I thought.
It's looking pretty
good sized building on Loman.
Loman, right,
right
beside
near
Walgreens.
Roadrunner, right?
Yeah, yeah, right up by the Walgreens at the corner of Roadrunner and Loman. So.
Okay, yeah. Kind of a shortened week this week in terms of there's so much focus on the year in review and the year ahead. That the only other thing we're going to talk about on this segment is the profile. And it's this industry, the radio industry, a big change at Radio of Las Cruces.
Yeah, in the past year, a lot of people might have heard that it was bought. Adams Radio Group was a company that came in and bought up Radio of Las Cruces with the four radio stations. And they've named someone from within to be the new general manager, Veronica Test. She's been with Radio of Las Cruces for quite some time, and she's our profile this week. Matlin Smith went over and sat down with her and talked to her. And interesting person. She's been here. She's worked, I think, in advertising there for about 10 years. And it was a director there, and now so she's being promoted within and steps up, and they're excited about the future. You know, they've made some changes as far as promoting different people within and program directors and that sort of stuff. What's going on over there? And right now the radio stations seem to be doing, you know, their thing that they've always been doing. People wonder if they're going to change formats and everything. So Veronica Tess. Someone in the radio industry.
Learn more about her, and good luck to her in her new position, and congratulations. Always nice to do that at the new year. Brooke Stockberger is the business editor. Those stories and more in today's paper. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.